702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Catch up now with the world of viral content. Ah, Kabazela.
Ah, good morning to you, Bele.
What is your number one, shall we say, criterion in making decisions? Is it instinct? Is it experience? Is it research? Do you agonize for days and days before you make a hard decision? What do you use to get to that point of decision?
Yeah, that's the question this morning, right? And I think many of us, when there's important decisions to make in life, some of us might just say, oh, that little voice in the head is saying X, Y, Z, and you go with that, or you go with the gut. And going with the gut takes a lot of practice, right? I mean, it doesn't just come natural. It's something that happens over a long period of time. And then you learn to trust your gut, and you know, you then follow the gut, and whatever that decision is, hopefully will turn out to be the right decision. And then, you know, you could do the analysis and gather all the data and ask certain people. And maybe you even, you make that decision at the end of the day because you've taken the advice from somebody, which I think is not the best way to go forward when making a decision, because if something goes wrong, then you could go back and say, but you told me to do such and such, and then it turns out to be a disaster with perhaps that friendship or family member. So Jeff Bezos, the Amazon founder, he says when he makes decisions, he goes by these certain things, Bongles.
All of my best decisions in business and in life have been made. All of my best decisions in business and in life have been made with heart, intuition, guts, not analysis. When you can make a decision with analysis, you should do so. But it turns out in life that your most important decisions are always made with instinct, intuition, taste, heart.
Hmm. So do you agree with Jeff? Do you think that some of the best or the most important decisions that you've made in your life came from, you know, gut, instinct, intuition, heart? Or do you think it maybe is a little bit deeper than that and you need to, you know, do more research, analysis, et cetera, et cetera?
Because sometimes paralysis, or what is it? Paralysis by analysis, right? Can be a
That's
thing.
That's a thing. Yes, that is a tough thing, eh?
You because sound like you can relate. So,
I probably, if I think back, I used to be, you know, I'd be like, I'd weigh up all the options, and then you would get stuck in no man's land, and then you wouldn't even make the decision. So then I started zoning in onto the gut feeling, and most part, I get it right.
And has your gut been wrong? That's the other one, right? Has your gut been wrong? You trusted your instincts and you were wrong. How do you get to decisions, especially the big, hard decisions of life? Our next story, this trucker exercising. This was a cute one.
Yeah, this is quite a cute. He's a truck driver for Checkers. And I must say, I could never have been a truck driver because I hate driving long distances. I really can't handle it. I get tired, sleepy, and very bored. So this guy, he obviously travels a lot of kilometers and for many hours behind the steering wheel. So he does certain things. So he'll pull over to the side of the road in the emergency lane, puts his flickers on, hazard lights on, and then he does little, let's say, 20-meter sprints. So he'll sprint up and down and then back, and sprint up and down and back, and he does various other exercises. And he says it's very good for him to, you know, keep him alert. And also, he says, is very good to prevent blood clots, because if you're sitting for 4 or 5 hours every day driving, it's not very good for your body. So I wanted to ask people this morning, and this takes me back to a conversation I had with John Pillman. I think it was last week on air. And I was talking about staying alert behind the steering wheel. And he said that he would rub the back of his head. And that's something that he picked up from his dad, a habit from his dad. So I don't know if that kind of works for everybody, if you rub the back of your head to kind of make you stay alert. But if you are driving, how do you stay alert behind the steering wheel? What helps you? Because when that feeling comes and it grips you, it's very, very hard to get out of it. And, you know, sometimes the best thing is probably just to pull over and stop for 5 minutes. But then you carry on and then it comes back. So how do you prevent it? And how do you keep alert behind the steering wheel?
All right, take your calls on that one. That's What's Gone Viral with Kabaze.